Support for Here and Now comes from BetterHelp, committed to supporting mental health through therapy. Clients are matched with one of 25,000 therapists and can communicate via video, chat, or phone at betterhelp.com/public.
And now a story about a tree that you have probably never heard of, the moringa. The hardy, fast-growing tree has bright green leaves and long seed pods, which have been harvested for centuries in places like India and the Philippines because they're very nutritious. KQED's Katrina Schwartz takes us to Fresno, California, where Hmong farmers hope to capitalize on what could become a new superfood trend in the U.S.
The thick, low-lying fog is just starting to burn off when I first set eyes on Kaying Mua's moringa farm.
Okay. So right now, they are dormant at this time.
Because it's winter, not their growing season, moringa doesn't like the cold, a problem for farmers here in the Central Valley. The rows and rows of trees are short, only a few feet high, and they're covered in thick white plastic to keep the roots warm.
The mulch depend the weather. So we're going to open and then going to shoot like it's crazy.
Moringa is kind of a magical tree. It doesn't need much water, flourishes in poor sandy soil, loves the heat, and grows incredibly fast.
They will shoot 1 inch per night.
In one summer, moringa can grow from a seed to an 8-foot-tall tree, bushy with green leaves. When the pods mature, they can get up to 3 feet long and look like supersized fava beans.
I'm the main one, did the dirt.
Yeah, my mom gets to do the dirty work.
Kaying's got a partner in this moringa adventure, her son Sam.
I love working with, you know, these type of projects with my mom.
Growing moringa is just one of many mother-son projects they've tackled over the years. They've grown rare flowers and hit the road selling Hmong crafts. But Sam says moringa is different. It could be a game changer for their small operation.
And we're trying to pioneer something that's never been done before.
The Muas already distribute fresh moringa leaves to Asian markets around California, but they're looking to cash in on a much bigger market.
I'm looking for moringa. Can you show
moringa.
Me where that is?
Be Alive Vitamins is in Fresno. Owner Monica Wilson says she's carried moringa for a few years now, but notices the demand is increasing.
People are using it for anything from blood sugar management to keeping their cholesterol at a healthy level. It's very high in antioxidants.
Scientists are still studying the many nutritional claims about the so-called superfood, but the early evidence is promising. Moringa is packed with protein, vitamins A and C, calcium, iron, and zinc. Wilson imports her moringa from India, one of the biggest sources, but she'd rather get it locally.
Traceability of our product is really important, so the closer the better.
And Wilson will soon get closer to Fresno farmers like Kaying Mua through a University of California extension project. Lorena Ramos works with the extension program to help dozens of farmers get more out of their moringa.
The farmers usually sell it as the fresh product, either the leaf or the pod. But we are teaching them how to dry it and how to grind it and how to store it properly. And they're very excited to see that they can do so much more and also extend the life of the crop.
Ramos says this kind of value-added product could bring in more cash for farmers living on a thin margin. Kaying and her son Sam are her star students. They're ahead of the game because they built a greenhouse to give them a jump start on the growing season.
Temperature in here never drops below 70 degrees, even at nighttime.
Spindly moringa trees graze the 18-foot-high roof in this balmy greenhouse, a peaceful sauna on a chilly day.
But in the greenhouse, I can save the seed from the tree that I like to plant for the next year.
Kaying eats moringa every day and believes in its healing powers. She takes pride in what she grows and all the creative solutions she's found along the way. When she first started distributing fresh moringa for retail 3 years ago, picking and packing the leaves was a real puzzler.
Then my mom finally figured it out, and so she's a pretty smart lady.
It's nice to have your son say that about you.
Oh, he always say, and everything we true.
This year, the warm, dry weather has the mother-son team expecting a bigger harvest than last year, and somewhere between $20,000 and $30,000 in moringa profits. For Here and Now, I'm Katrina Schwartz in Fresno.